The major storm continues to move away from the northeast. Blizzard conditions were officially met at a number of locations across eastern New England where the storm packed its heaviest punch. We had some accumulating snow across the area, a few inches of accumulation in areas well to the south and east of the capital region, and even in the Albany area, that shield of snow expanded to the west last night as the coastal storm interacted with low pressure in the upper atmosphere, and that actually drew the snow into the Albany area. So for the first time in just under 3 weeks, measurable snow was reported at Albany, and now for the season we are actually over the 6-inch total, which of course is quite puny when compared to just about everywhere else across the Northeast, but at least we've crossed that half-foot mark in the Albany area. And moving ahead, we're still dealing with some leftover snow showers and flurries and spots today. The storm itself continues to charge away, but we have upper level low pressure, which will linger in place for the next couple of days, and that will keep us mainly gray, though we'll see a little bit of sun from time to time, but also we'll see some snow showers and some light snow from time to time right through Thursday. And we're also watching a couple of little storms developing south of Long Island. It looks like the first one today is going too far to the south to do anything for us. The next one later tonight into tomorrow may come close enough to produce at least a period of snow, especially in our southern area. So from Westchester into Connecticut, there is the chance for a little bit of snow, especially in areas closer to the coast. In fact, there are winter weather advisories across portions of Westchester and also coastal Connecticut for that. Elsewhere, a scattering of snow showers and some light snow will be possible as we go through the next several hours. So covering to an inch in spots from time to time through the night. Temperatures fall back into the 20s, some teens are possible. And then by tomorrow, pretty much the same idea with clouds, a couple of snow showers, or a period of light snow from time to time. Best chance for accumulating snow will be across the far south. A similar setup on Thursday with a gusty breeze. Then on Friday, an Arctic front will cross Friday afternoon into Friday night. That may have a snow shower or squall with it, and it will turn dramatically colder as we head into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow or snow showers, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or a period of light snow, high 28 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow and snow showers, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or light snow, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a period of snow or snow showers likely, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or a period of snow, high 28 to 36. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of light snow and snow showers, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or light snow, high 28 to 36. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy, highs in the 20s to around 30, some teens in the Adirondacks, and on Friday, partly sunny, with a chance of afternoon and evening snow showers and squalls, highs in the 20s with teens in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.